This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy winter, everybody. It's the DJV program. Moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins, how do you do? Friday, December 21st. We'll talk about when it actually starts after we get going here with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara at the ready. Jennifer's really ready. She's really, really ready. You really ready, Jennifer?
Really, really ready?
Are you really ready is the question.
I'm really ready, yes.
Are you really ready for a government shutdown?
No.
Well,
not necessarily.
Too bad.
Jen's like, well, you might want to get ready. You might want to start preparing.
Wait a minute. What happened in the last 24 hours? Yesterday you told us it wasn't probably going to happen, so what the heck happened?
I know. Well, President Trump came back to life again because, remember, he had dug in. A lot of this has to do with funding for the wall. And
Republicans in the Senate passed that border wall money. It should be.
No, they did not pass the border wall money. They passed a continuing resolution which would kick the can down the road to February 8th, just continuing funding of the government. So it's basically 25% of the government. 75% is fully funded well into the new year. So we're talking about 25% of the government. Why they don't do it all at once, God only knows. But maybe just to keep the drama high. I don't know. Keep things spicy, make sure that blood keeps flowing. But Trump said that he wanted funding for the wall as part of this. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leaders in the House and Senate, said, no way. Everybody thought there'd be a government shutdown. Then fast forward to this week, where Trump was like, look, I want to negotiate with you guys. Let's do something. And this is kind of what I was saying. It's more when we're looking at politics, sadly, and we're not just looking about what's good for the country, but we're looking at political advantage. By backing off from the wall now, when it's going to be easier than any other time because you're going to lose your Republican majority in the House, this is the time to dig in and fight for the wall to the point where you even said, well, Trump doesn't even want his wall yesterday. And I said, oh, no, I think he still wants his wall. He just doesn't want the optics of shutting down the government. Well, now he heard the feedback, and the House of Representatives took up the bill that the Senate passed the other night. And the Freedom Caucus, which is the conservative branch of the Republican Party, were really upset that this was even a conversation on the floor of the House. So they all met at the White House yesterday. Paul Ryan, members of the Freedom Caucus, Republican leadership, and President Trump said, look, we need to fund this wall. We can't kick the can down the road anymore. And so Paul Ryan, on his last day, had to come out and say, we're not signing this. So we're not going to vote on this. We're going to vote on something else. So they put together a bill that had already passed the House. They put some new life into that bill. They all voted on that, and that bill passed. That provides $5.7 billion in funding for the border wall. Now, what that means is that it's got to go back to the Senate. And the Senate, you have to have 60 votes, which means you have to have some Democrats that would be willing to vote for $5.7 billion in funding for Trump's wall, which would make them persona non grata with the Democratic Party if they were to cross the aisle and vote with Republicans. So this is the political mess that we're in today. They have till midnight tonight, 11:59 tonight, midnight Saturday, to get this figured out. Otherwise, there is going to be a partial shutdown of the government. So everybody says hope is not dead, but we'll see. It should be an interesting day.
All right. So when you say hope, who's hoping for what? We have
hope is not dead, that the government
eternal
would stay open.
Ah, okay. And so we decided, I think, among ourselves that we didn't really care. You think it ought to shut down. Victoria is not sure, if I remember correctly. It's not a good thing, but it's...
No.
But it costs us
so much money. I was reading a breakdown of when the government shuts down, like how much it actually costs the government and the people of the United States. It's like, it's crazy. So yeah. I just don't understand why that is, you know, where it always ends. Why does it end with people that we pay not doing their jobs? That's kind of where, why can't it end in a different way? You know, why is that the last resort? I don't get it.
Well, nobody gets it that it has any common sense. they can say, yeah, well, I want to support Trump and close
like,
the
why isn't
down.
The last
but
resort?
But don't really understand.
Gonna,
yeah, what
right,
you're
but
saying.
Right, but why isn't the last resort, we're going to lock the door until we figure this out? That should be the last resort. We're going to pull an all-nighter, just like we're in college again, and we're going to figure it out, and like a hung jury. Why isn't that the last resort instead of just saying, well, I'm taking my toys out of the governmental sandbox and we're going home on vacation and the
and
American
my
people
ball and bat
it.
And going home.
Right. So
wham.
I don't get it.
Part of it is, I actually even beyond that, that I want them to stay and work and get through it, and I agree with all that. And I think it looks bad when somebody, and it'll probably be the president today, gets on a plane and goes home. He'll probably go to Mar-a-Lago today. He's scheduled to anyway for vacation. But I just want to know why we have non-essential government personnel anyway. This kind of stuff, not like the national parks and all of that, could be cut down in size, and it could be privatized if we wanted to bring in some level of private employees. I don't know. This is what gets me, is that the government is so dang big, and then when we do government shutdowns, we realize how efficiently it can work without all of these extra people there.
You know, one thing that isn't happening, Jennifer, people are not calling Trump, at least if I haven't noticed it or heard it, on his promise. He's talking about the promise. He's promised to do the wall. But he promised to drain the swamp, and he promised to cut the amount of money that we're spending, and instead the money has raised the number of, I don't know whether we have more employees or not. I think there's a hiring freeze in many areas, but there certainly is no shortage of spending because the debt is up $1 trillion more, pretty much the same as Obama. Every year went up $1 trillion. So that's the thing, it would seem to me. Those who are really, this is what bugs me about the use of the term conservative. That's people who say, well, of course I'm a conservative. You don't even know what that means. Look it up in the dictionary. To conserve means to save. And there are all kinds of ways of saving which are not being enacted or enlisted in this plan, this government, this president, the last one, the one before that. They spent the last person that really was a conservative, interestingly enough, in terms of finances, was Bill Clinton. He was a real conservative. And Bush, the father, was before him, and Reagan before him was. There hasn't been a conservative. Look at the way the money, starting in 2003, every year, it 1 year went up $3 trillion when we went into Iraq, and then it's gone up $1 trillion or more a year since then. So don't give me this guff. Those of you who say, oh, I'm a real conservative, you don't even know what that means. I'm a conservative. I object. I'm offended. I'm irritated. I'm annoyed by the way they flog this. Jennifer says, you know, non-essential personnel. It's like there's a...
those are probably like government contractors, right? Non-essential government personnel.
Yeah, people, for the most part, they get
contractors.
Paid.
No, they're employees of the
there
government.
There are some
they're
that are employees, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, it's everybody who doesn't provide an immediate service for the country. Mm-hmm. And to the point about what has been cut and what hasn't, there's a real problem in the country that goes far beyond Trump or anybody else for that matter. So Trump spending is just on track with everybody else's spending in the past, and that's annoying. I get it. The one thing that he has done is he hasn't replaced people so much. You know, there were a lot of news reports when he first took office about how half of the Department of Justice is empty and half of these governmental departments are empty because he just won't fill them. Well, he never did, and he did that on purpose because he cut down the size of most of those departments. And actually, the State Department was one of them where he cut the staffing almost in half. And so that I support because things can still work without being so overloaded that you have a paper stamper and all that stuff. Yeah. But until we're going to have the spending issue until we work on entitlements. And nobody in the world has the backbone to work on entitlements.
Social Security, Medicare. Yeah,
it's what the bulk of what our budget is. And so we can complain about spending, but until we actually get serious about fixing it, that's part of the reason Paul Ryan is retiring. Paul Ryan wanted to fix entitlements and tax reform. He did tax reform. He knew there was no chance that he'd be able to fix entitlements because no one wants to take the political heat that would come with saying, I want to cut your Medicare. I want to cut your, you know, whatever services that you're on, your food stamps. I want to cut that.
Wow.
And people
wait
go,
a
well,
second.
That did get revamped.
Hold on
though,
a second. That did get
thing,
cut.
Yeah.
That got cut significantly in the farm
bill.
Which is
good.
That was something that was really good. No, it is good. You have to get
not
down
fully,
to the brass tacks. Well, but Victoria, there are a lot of people, understand from my perspective as a farmer and looking at this bill, the people who are getting, there are some who deserve it and ought to have it, and there are those who don't deserve it and ought not to have it. And the problem is, there isn't a good, strong distinction. They're not doing their homework. They're not doing the work that's required to actually vet the people who need to have the help. So the people who you're, I think, referring to, people who ought to have it, who are off the rolls and aren't eligible, they fall into a category that needs support, but because they do such a terrible job of figuring out who ought to get them and who ought not to get them, that's the problem. The government doesn't discern who the real needy are. And so just to give a check, just throw it out there and everybody gets it, is not appropriate and not
well,
fair
I
to
I
the
don't believe
taxpayer.
In that either, but I'm just saying there are a lot, like everything else, whenever you do, you know, some sort of sweeping reform, there are a lot of holes still in this. And there are people, I was reading about this yesterday, when Congress turned it around with from the farm bill, it was actually taken out. So that's why this is now a new thing that's coming right from Trump, and I don't know how he's going to get it passed, maybe through Congress, but it's they took it out of the farm bill because people like at the National Farmers Union, they were saying that it was actually harming farmers who are on disability and things like that. So there were people who were falling through the cracks, and that's always going to happen, I think, when you do a big sweeping change. But I agree, if you're an able-bodied person, get off your butt and get off the dole. I totally agree with that. But I think in this case, though, we're going to find out later on that there are still a lot of people who are left behind who really do deserve the help. And I'm not sure what their recourse is going to be.
Let me just take a second or two or three here to define what the Agriculture Department said yesterday. The rule to more strictly enforce existing work requirements on food stamp recipients, reinstating some of the rules that were in there before, reining in states' ability to waive time restrictions, that sort of thing. It stayed sort of as part of the farm bill. But the proposal was supposed to be done before the midterm elections, but they didn't dare do it because they didn't want the ramifications. The same thing Jennifer is talking about. This is an entitlement, in a manner of speaking. So the food stamp bill, H.R. 2, is what you're talking about. The bill doesn't mandate stricter work requirements or tighten eligibility for this, what they call the SNAP program, food stamps before. The White House and the Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, backed the House Republican effort to overhaul SNAP, and then we saw that stuff on Twitter. The Farm Bill dispensed with all of the controversial SNAP proposals that you're talking about,
right.
And the Senate was responsible for kicking it out. So anyway, the SNAP participants who are able-bodied adults without dependents, this is anybody from 18 to 49 who are not disabled, not caring for children who have disabilities, don't have any dependents, they are no longer eligible, and that's 3.8 million people.
That's good.
So I'm perfectly on board with that, frankly. Able-bodied people, and this is about 74% of the people who are getting this stuff now will not be able to get it. There's no common sense in just giving this stuff to people who can work. There isn't.
No, of course not. And I don't think any reasonable person would say, oh, we need to continue giving stuff to people. Yeah. I think that's something that everyone can agree on. And hopefully this will shake out in a good way.
Yes, agreed. Yep. All right. If you want to have a lasting impression, let's quickly move through the reasons to get teeth whitening done by power swabs. Works in 5 minutes. Doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't hurt your teeth, your enamel, anything like that. Gets rid of the coffee stains, wine stains, all that stuff. And you can save 50% right now by calling 800-208-1797. 50% off. Use the DJV code. Call 800-208-1797. Get them today. Order them today or get them in time for a stocking stuffer for Christmas. Power swabs. Whiter teeth. 800-208-1797.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour on the Friday, December 21st, DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me enjoying some Christmas from the list that we've been talking about. Well, we've had any myriad of lists, but this one is the charting holiday songs that are included by Billboard magazine. And now there are, this is the history sort of this number 13 on this list, Little Drummer Boy. Whoops, wait a minute, I'm looking at the wrong list. Number 13 is from January Hold on a second. Here we are. January 19th,
there's so many
1985.
Lists to keep track of.
I know, yeah. Do they know it's Christmas? This is the Band-Aid song that was done to raise money for Africa, and it really did fabulously. I think it's a fabulous song, Frank. I don't know.
We
had some disagreement.
Song.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think Jen likes this, right, Jen?
No, I think
Jen. I like the song. I think it's last Christmas, for whatever reason, it became controversial, and there's like a lot of dumb celebrities trying to boycott this song and trying to get radio stations not to play it because of the lines, "Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you." It's so complete misinterpretation of the song.
I always thought people didn't like the song because they're literally asking, do people in Africa know it's Christmas? Like, yeah, there are plenty of people in Africa who know it's Christmas.
And see, again, if that's how they're misinterpreting it, then that's just,
well, but that's like there's a lot of phony people, a lot of phoniness when it comes to protests and that. What was the song this year that made, we talked
maybe
about
it's cold outside.
Yeah, same sort of nonsense. All right.
That was the best thing that ever happened to that song, though. They just played it over
right.
And over
again. Right. Everybody's playing it. All right, next on the list, we go to January 12th, 1959, when the Harry Simeone Chorale made it with a Little Drummer Boy. It's a fabulous tune. I think I love this. Everybody else like this?
No. See, this one makes me feel like you're walking into your own execution. I don't like this song.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen.
Not to be a bah humbug,
but Game of Thrones.
I'm not a Drummer Boy fan.
Okay. All right. So I guess we'll move on from that, ladies and gentlemen. 26 past the hour in regular music news. Maroon 5 in the spotlight. rapper Travis Scott performing at Super Bowl February the 3rd. What is this, Super Bowl 53? Is that right?
Yeah.
Ending weeks of speculation about who's going to be with Maroon 5 on the halftime show. Travis Scott raps his biggest year yet. Why? He's not that big a deal? Or
no, he's not a big deal at all. If he didn't get Kylie Jenner knocked up, he wouldn't be even a name.
Well, I think he is, I mean, in the rap world, he's a pretty well-known guy.
Yeah, but not mainstream for the Super Bowl.
I don't know who he is.
My parents are going to be like, who is this?
Well, I think that's why he's doing the Super Bowl, because everyone else they ask, like Rihanna and all these other people, everyone knows them. They don't need the promo from the Super Bowl, whereas Travis Scott, he's not a mainstream household name.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I can get some promo.
He's going to get paid. Adele was asked, she said, no. Jay-Z was asked, he said, nah, man. Rihanna, no, I can't be bothered because I'm busy. Anyway, the NFL flirted with the idea of charging artists to play at the game.
Boy, that's how out of touch they are.
That works well. How'd that work for you, boys and girls?
Love it.
Anyway, so that's where it starts. There's also a possibility maybe that Cardi B will make an appearance during Maroon 5 set. If they were smart, they'd get the people from The Voice.
Is it me or is it going to be a pretty bad show?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's going to be really bad.
It's going to be terrible.
The pre-show is filled with a lot of headliners. The lead-up, let's see here, Bruno Mars, Ludacris, Aerosmith, they're performing before, the 31st through the 2nd.
Leading up to it, yeah, that's right. Where you want to be then for music.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's kind of the rundown of things. Let down. I think the Super Bowl is running its course, frankly. There'll be lots of people, don't mistake me, they'll be watching it, but 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our world. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to TopLoss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A key member of the president's cabinet now leaving abruptly. Defense Secretary James Mattis says he'll retire in February, earlier than expected, because President Trump has announced that U.S. troops will be pulling out of Syria. He delivers his resignation letter to the president yesterday. Ex-Secretary of State John Kerry says of that letter,
"No one should underestimate the last sentence of the letter. I very much appreciate this opportunity to serve the nation and our men and women in uniform. Not a word about serving the commander-in-chief.
He spoke to NBC News. A partial federal government shutdown at midnight appears more likely now after the House did approve a spending bill believed to be dead on arrival in the U.S. Senate, as it includes $5 billion for the president's border wall. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. But not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Relaxing and soothing talk. That's what this is. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on Friday, December 21st, along with my favorite people, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, and all of you here to enjoy relaxing conversation. This is the new wave on the radio. Relaxing music, relaxing conversation. No more yelling and screaming on the air, but nice, quiet conversation that's aimed to make you think about what's going on in the world.
Or
and here to continue.
Because I'm like dozing off here.
Victoria Keelan has the trending story of this half hour. All right, go ahead, hotshot.
Well, everybody's talking about General Mattis and his sort of out-of-the-blue resignation yesterday, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle are not happy about this. General Mattis was someone who was, I think, in general...
Highly respected,
trusted. I think that, you know, he had a big vote of confidence from both sides, and he and the president disagreed about pulling troops out of Syria, and so he offered up his resignation. The stock market took a plunge related to that. The government is in threatening to shut down, or at least partially. It's not a great Friday. It's not a really good day for America starting this out. So I don't know. I don't know if who's going to replace General Mattis. I don't know if President Trump has thrown other names out there yet. But seems like we've position filled quickly.
Yeah, who's likely to be the replacement? Any ideas,
there
Jennifer?
There haven't been any. I'm sure there are some people he's got on the list, and they'll probably be very qualified people. But I think that General Mattis added a sense of credibility because he made Democrats and Republicans feel comfortable. Yeah. And what I would also recommend, not that the president listens to me or that I know him in any way.
All right, listen up, President Trump. Jennifer speaking.
One of the things that I think that the Syria decision is a bad one, and I understand where he's coming from because I think, and on the surface, I would like to say yes, withdraw American troops from everywhere around the globe, take everybody home, only do things where our interests are being represented. We're not involved in the Syrian civil war. That's what a lot of people are thinking, and that is not true. We've never been involved in the Syrian civil war. That's not what he's claiming victory. He is, and rightly so, saying that we did drive ISIS out of Syria. We did do that. That is a great thing that we did. We broke up the caliphate in Syria, and ISIS doesn't have a geographical region to live anymore. That is good. But what will happen is as soon as we leave Syria, ISIS will pop back up again. They're like cockroaches. The minute the exterminator stops coming, then all of a sudden they're back again, right? And so this is one of those moments, and Obama had one where he said that ISIS is the JV team, and President Bush had one when he said mission accomplished, where these presidents go out there and say something and make a broad statement that is very risky, because the minute something happens, that's what your political opposition does and uses against you for forever and ever. Trump railed against Obama for creating a vacuum in Syria. President Obama owns the problems that are happening in Syria, but Trump is now doing exactly what Obama did and that he complained so much about by withdrawing the troops from this area, because he's going to create instability. So it's tough. Do I want to see American troops home? Absolutely yes, and I understand why everybody should want to do that. But there's a way to withdraw without just taking everybody's sports equipment and going home. You could start
to
withdraw slowly, and that should be more the plan.
Yeah, wasn't that what in Trump's response to Lindsey Graham's I don't like this thing, don't you want to see American lives saved, don't you want to save money?
Yeah.
That's the response. And yes,
right,
the answer to those two questions are obviously why yes.
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 Yes. Yeah.
And
Lindsey Graham said this is heading us towards another 9/11, so who wants that? You know, it seems did he get any? I know, Jen, you don't know the answer to this, but I think Americans who are kind of confused by this are wondering, who's giving him advice? Because General Mattis already, he's furious with this. His entire Security Council advised against this. So this isn't just Trump versus Mattis. This is Trump versus Mattis and other Republicans and Security
the Republican
Council
Party.
People.
This is actually a decision Democrats should be supporting, but they're not supporting him because it's Trump. So this is if everybody was being consistent.
No, but I think a lot of people would know that the vacuum we learned that vacuum
maybe
was
we learned
real.
From our mistakes. But if everybody was being consistent, every Republican would be seething about this, and every Democrat would be cheering this. This is how we should be if we're all being intellectually honest. I'm seething about it. I think it's a terrible idea. But I'll tell you this much: the only saving grace here is, if with Mattis leaving, and he said that President Trump deserves someone who is more in line with what he wants to see around the world, which is how we know it's because he was ticked off about Syria. If John Bolton, who I know not a lot of people like, yeah. I know that you don't like him either, Doug, but one thing that I can tell you about John Bolton is that he is a hawk on Russia. And if John Bolton's also ticked about this decision with Syria, if he leaves, then there is going to be so much room for the narrative that Trump is just acting like a puppet to Putin with this decision.
Well,
so
you
better hope that Bolton stays, because otherwise
But this does benefit Putin. Putin's loving
interesting commentary.
And Iran,
yesterday.
Which is crazy. We don't want to hear one of those.
The business about China and Russia's place in history or place in the world at the moment, their influence, and does this play into their hand? I even saw somebody say Trump was a traitor because this is going to be the end of America as we know it, because there won't be anybody to stand up to the Russians and stand up to the Chinese. And they're just waiting for us to get weaker so they can pounce on us and put our lives. They want to have authoritarian regimes all over the world. They're going to put our lives in danger, put our country in danger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know whether you believe that rhetoric or not. Some people do.
No, I actually think this administration's been harder on Russia than any other in the past probably 25 years. We've imposed more sanctions. We've stood with our allies closer than at any time, and I'm talking specifically about Ukraine against Vladimir Putin. I still don't believe that Trump's a Putin puppet. I think that Donald Trump has been hanging out with Rand Paul. I don't know if I told you guys my dumb theory yesterday.
Yeah, you did. It was good theory yesterday.
But
yeah,
this is what's happening. He has his ear. The only person that he's consistently sounding like this week and in the past several weeks is Rand Paul. And
Rand Paul,
I don't know much about Rand Paul, but what is his reasoning for wanting to pull out of Syria? I mean, look, I think we all can agree that we want troops to be safe. Everybody can agree on that. But
everybody,
you have to do it in a systematic way.
Troops, by definition, are not to be safe, because that's what they do. They go into places that are not safe. That's their job.
Well, Rand Paul and libertarians typically don't want American interventionism.
Involvement in other
countries. Yeah, they don't want us to go anywhere that doesn't exactly reflect on our bottom line. So, for instance, if we were attacked, a libertarian's fine about fighting back. But they never think that Americans should be builders of democracy. And to Trump's point, on Trump's part, and we voted for this, he's been very honest about the fact that he doesn't support growing democracies around the world. He says we're never going to put democracy into the Middle East. We should just let it be, do what we can to make it stable and get out. Right. And in that respect, I sort of agree with him.
Middle Eastern
but
lines.
When you already have troops on the ground, and we saw what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq and how we've been there for 17 years, that you see what happens, and so you have to think, okay, there's got to be some sort of happy medium. We could have started withdrawal, in my opinion. If common sense says we could have started withdrawal, which is what Trump wants to do, but we could have done it in a way that was probably a little slower.
Well,
and maybe that's not as expeditious, but at the end of the day, it's safer.
What this gets us to thinking about is what, in effect, Trump is saying. The world colonization by America, that may be a little harsh, but us sticking our nose, especially into the areas of the Middle East where we have no interest other than oil. George Bush did a horrible disservice, horrible, horrible, horrible. Did more to hurt America going into Iraq than anybody else. And people say, well, he got rid of Saddam Hussein. Well, again, we talk about the vacuum created.
Saddam Hussein
could have been taken out by the SEAL team. We didn't have to go in there with all those troops. And it became so patently political and obvious when even guys like Colin Powell, Hillary Clinton, for God's sakes, voted to go into Iraq. And then afterwards, oh, that was a big mistake. It was like jumping on, piling on for no reason.
Well,
it was a rally. It was a rally. It is the biggest blemish in recent history on America. It could have popped Saddam Hussein off anytime they wanted to. I've told you the story of
9/11. Like, it's just so crazy that everything was.
It was. And we fall into this trap, these foolish stories, and buy them because it's the politically expedient thing to do. I've told you the story of the woman that was my friend, who now, by the way, is a doctor in at UCLA in Los Angeles. She was the first woman to fly the U-2, and she flew it over Iraq. 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Her job, her only job, was to watch Saddam Hussein. And from 100,000 feet, they had cameras that could tell which car he was in by the license plate. They knew which car with actually Saddam Hussein. They watched his every move. They knew where he was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They could have popped him off any time they wanted to, in any number of ways. So don't give me this baloney, we had to take out Saddam Hussein. That's the biggest lie, and I don't like that word. But Bush lied through his teeth about that.
I think he didn't know. I think it was the people around him. I think it was, I think it was Cheney and Rumsfeld.
Cheney. Yeah, all right, I'd rather blame them anyway. Yeah, I'd rather.
Well,
wait till that movie comes out. Wait till you see the movie this week. Is it this week that movie comes out?
Yeah, I hear it's really bad.
It's bad for Cheney.
I hear the acting is bad. No, I hear it's like a bad movie. Like
I've heard that it was made Cheney look very bad.
It made him look bad, but it was also a bad movie. Like you could just see what the motivation was, and that they didn't even tell the story. But what just hit me, and I think it's interesting and worth discussing, is looking at the past three presidents. George W. Bush was your typical kind of Republican, we're the best, we're better than everybody else, let's go out and tell the world that we want to spread democracy. That was him, right? He wants the rest of the world to reflect what America's done. Obama was the polar opposite of that, probably because of the misdoings of the Bush administration. Obama was like, we should absorb all the problems of the world. We're just one world. We should take on everybody else's crap, basically, was the Obama mentality. And Trump's mentality is actually maybe the sanest, if you really think about it honestly, but it also creates a whole other set of problems. And his mentality is everybody should take care of themselves, right? We'll take care of ourselves. You take care of yourself. We can get together when we need to help each other out. But that's actually a sane mentality. It's probably one of the reasons saying it out loud
that struck me. It's very sane. Makes a lot of sense when you explain it that way.
But it really, when you're going through the growing pains of getting there to that ultimate goal, you realize that it's not all black and white. It's not just I'm going to take care of myself and you're going to take care of yourself. Because sometimes you don't have a wall between your neighbor's yard. You know, you've got their drama coming into your country, your yard.
All right, let's celebrate winter solstice 2018. Today is the day, the bleakest day. This weather, it's actually been fairly decent in New England the last week or so, but today, the next 4 or 5 hours, we're going to get 4 inches of rain. It is pouring here.
It's
but
so
the temperature
gross.
Is 46 degrees, going to be up in the 60s here today. So here we have the beginning of winter. Shortest period of daylight, longest night of the year, thanks to the tilt of the earth. This is genius on the part of God or infinite intelligence or whatever you want to call the universe. This is amazing how this all works. Think about how it works, the earth, and the way it works around the sun and the sun and how it works in the galaxy. It's just amazing. So back to reality here. A lot of cultures have a day of feasting today, celebrating. But if you're not into any of that, you can still find a reason to be happy because after today, the days get longer again. Across the world, a lot of holidays have been celebrated on this day over the years, a lot of spiritual, religious traditions. And it's no secret that really Christmas came at this time of year. The Catholics managed to steal it from the pagans. Christ was born in March, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, celebrating his birthday is only a tribute to how good the Catholics were at stealing this day or this time of year, the celebrations, from the pagans. And that's really the whole thing. There's a great special on PBS about Stonehenge. And the Druids back in the year 3000 B.C. started with the celebrations to mark the festival. And if you stand in the right place inside Stonehenge, facing east through the entrance toward the stone outside the circle, it's the heel stone, you'll see the sun rise above the heel stone. It's pretty sophisticated when you consider, again, that this thing is 5,000 years old. But that's the kind of celebrating that went on, the sort of acknowledgement, the change in seasons, and what they knew. Think about that as you think about other things. Christmas, It's a fabulous time of year. We were talking, I think, earlier this week about how many people are kind of sad, and that happens at Christmas time, but much of it has to do, really, with the darkness and the effect that has on your psychology. It's your psyche. That's what happens more than anything else. So let's have a happy winter and a Merry Christmas. 10 before the hour.
Pain my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time for us to check the top five technology stories this week, Victoria. This is something I know you look for. You hardly sleep the night before we do this because it's so exciting for you to go through these top five items from this week in terms of technology from number five to number one. At number five, Apple is at it.
Yes, Apple has enlisted the help of the Peanuts Gang for their new streaming service. It's a new partnership. It will bring animated content that is brand new and some older school stuff from Snoopy and the gang. And that will be launching on Apple's new streaming service next year. They have not specifically said when the date is for that, but this is meant to rival Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. So according to the new reports, these episodes will feature astronaut Snoopy, and they're meant to get kids interested in science and technology. So that's kind of cool because there might even be a whole new generation of kids that don't really know Snoopy and the gang. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Good. Good stuff. That's good news. Number four this week is a focus on Netflix.
Right. Netflix is testing out a brand new feature that lets you instantly replay some of the scenes that they have determined to be pivotal scenes in certain movies and TV shows. So after particular scenes that Netflix has deemed shocking, there's a little pop-up that says, do you want to watch this scene again? Now, this is, like all things with Netflix, most people are not liking this feature already. It's being beta tested through certain people, so you may or may not have seen these pop-ups yet. But apparently a lot of people on social media are already saying that if you're watching a movie, it's very distracting to have this pop-up ask you, do you want to go back and see that scene again? And, you know, you can just rewind it and on your own. So it's very weird that they're giving you this extra little thing. And I don't know if this is going to stick around in the long run, so probably not.
All right. Thank you. Number three, Americans and what they're doing with their credit cards.
Yeah, Americans are increasingly getting rid of cash in favor of other payment options. Now, that includes smartphone payments when you have your credit card hooked up to your Google Pay, or if you have an iPhone, then you use Siri and Apple Pay. So a lot of people are using those digital forms of payment as well as traditional debit cards and credit cards. And fewer people are carrying cash around. 29% of U.S. adults now say that they make zero cash purchases in a typical week, and that's a 5% increase from just over the past few years. And in addition, only 18% of Americans said that they use cash for pretty much everything, and that's right, down from 24%. So we're really moving in a trend.
Yeah, this is a quick philosophy. I feel like when I pay for something with a credit card, I pay for it twice. I pay for it when I give them the card, and then when the bill comes, I pay for it again. I know that's not true.
Well, you're
cash.
You're of the generation that understands how credit works.
Yeah.
So you understand interest rates and things like that.
Yeah.
So the younger generations don't really get that, and I'm not great with that either. So.
And so whatever is easy, that's what the younger generation's working at.
Yep.
Number two on our list of the top five technology items this week, another focus on Facebook.
Facebook had another bad week. It turns out that they exposed private photos from up to 6.8 million Facebook users, and they were those photos that you did not want to publish and didn't publish if they ended up in your story, or if you had actually uploaded the photos and then never got around to posting them. Facebook doesn't care. They took all those photos and they released them to third-party developers, and these are 1,500 apps from 876 different developers have had inappropriate access to your personal photos. So this is yet another big blunder that Facebook has gone through. And actually, Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing Facebook now over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which dates back to, you know, 2017. And so he wants not just promises from Facebook, he wants restitution and penalties. So we'll see where that goes.
See where that goes. All right, let's see here. Google has the top trending searches, and that happens to be the number one story from the tech world this week.
Yep, it's always fun at the end of the year to figure out, well, what was the most Googled term? Well, that turns out to be the World Cup. People may have forgotten, but the World Cup took place in Russia over this summer, and it is the world's most watched event. The second most Googled event in the United States was Hurricane Florence, which did severe damage in the Carolinas. And then rounding out the top three Google searches for 2018 was Mac Miller, the 26-year-old American rapper who died from a suspected drug overdose. So top searches, how to vote, how to register to vote, and how to play Mega Millions.
All right, there it is, all written down for you. Well, no, it isn't. You heard it in your ear, so you have it in your head. This is the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea
a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.